Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to yet again another fantastic indie creator interview. It's your Cape Crusader Code, and we're keeping it geekly with our new guest, Betcha Tone. We're here to break down 5,500 miles of comics, which is one hell of an autobiography of your move from Los Angeles to the Netherlands and everything in between. Welcome to the stream. How are you doing today?
Well, thank you. I'm good. Sorry, motorcycles.
I get the same thing. I live on a busy road, and for whatever reason, whenever they see my house, they need to hit that throttle just a little bit harder.
This is not a busy road. I live in basically a village, and this never happens, but of course. I'm good, and I'm very, very stressed, if I'm honest. I'm doing my very first crowdfunding campaign, and it's one hell of a ride.
Shoo. Very first one, but this is... I mean, you've been doing illustration and cartoonist work for about 20 years. So this is like right in your wheelhouse. I mean, you picked an awesome crowdfunding platform, Zupa. I mean, they kind of just take the wheel for you, don't they?
Yes, they've been holding my hand, which is good. I don't know if I would have done a crowdfunding campaign without them, because they do all the things that I was really not looking forward to. Like all the fulfillment is one thing, but also just helping you figure out what to sell and how to price it and what the add-on should be and all that stuff that I don't know the first thing about.
You just want to make the book, right?
Yes, I just want to draw.
So where did it all begin for you? I mean, 20 years of experience, that is one hell of a ride. When did you first pick up your pencil and start drawing?
Well, I went to art school, so that was a while ago. But in my mind, comics were the things with the panels and the word balloons, right? And I didn't see myself as a comic artist. I didn't aspire to do that. But I was always writing and drawing, interested in telling stories. It wasn't until I moved to Los Angeles that I went to the library there, and I stumbled upon the graphic novel section. And I think the first book I took out was by Vanessa Davis. I remember thinking that it felt almost inappropriate to look at that book because it felt so intimate. The drawings are very raw. You could still even see the pencil lines that she erased. You could kind of see them. And I was like, wow, it's almost like I stumbled upon her diary. And I was fascinated that people were actually making whole books about their own lives. And I started reading them. And I love that you get a glimpse into someone else's world. Like, Vanessa Davis is a Jewish woman. I've never been a Jewish woman. I don't know what that's like. But through her work, I learned a little about that, and then I discovered Jeffrey Brown, who's a guy. I've never been a guy. So, and he is telling about the first time he was in love, and he was really clingy, and his girlfriend wasn't liking that. And it was very personal, very honest, and I really loved that. And that's when I thought, I want to do that too.
I mean, an autobiography is such, like you said, a raw thing to read. I mean, what about it do you think, you know, just makes it that much better than just your typical average, you know, book? You know, the fact that you can dive into their lives, or do you think it's just the brutal honesty within it, like the raw truth within it?
Yeah, the honesty is one thing, but also the medium itself, because if you see a movie about a person, then there's still... I don't know how many people involved in the creation of that movie, right? Mm-hmm. There's so many people who put a little bit of their voice in it, which probably makes it better, but less intimate. A comic is the only art form I can think of that was really, from beginning to the end, created, like, written and drawn by the person who had those experiences. I think that's what makes it so appealing to me.
And an autobiography is one thing, but a comic version of an autobiography is a whole other, you know, putting a visual medium to those words. I mean, I love it. I had a chance to check out some of these previews, and it is such, it's an awesome, it's like the perfect embodiment of the day in the life of a mom, I feel, right? Like, I have several kids myself, and I could relate to every single one of these. And I mean, so before we dive too deep into what we're here to talk about, let's begin. You know, so when you got out of school, you were mentioning backstage you were working on a lot of, you know, greeting cards and calendars. When did you first like start venturing into like cartoonist work and illustrations, like for books and such?
I think when I became a mother was the first time that I used my drawing skills as a way to process what was happening. I mean, you're a dad, you know that a lot of weird shit happens when you have kids. And I just needed to, you know, I'm in the bathroom and my kid comes to me with a packet of salami. I'm like, I'm not going to open it while I'm, you know, shouting. What are you doing? So I made a comic about it, put it online. Mm-hmm. I think it's really weird. But then I get all these responses of parents saying, that is my life. And so that's when I started posting them online and noticing that it's really a helpful way to connect with other people.
Is it? Was it a way for you to kind of like maybe unwind from the day as well? Like kind of take the stress from your day and kind of maybe put it to the paper and get it out that way as well?
I think it's an excellent way to find the humor in everyday life.
Yeah.
Like I've had these moments where I felt like everything is going wrong and these kids are whining and I'm tired and I was, you know, wanting to yell at them and at the same time thinking, oh, this would make a great comic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've had that quite a few times.
So this happened roughly 6-5 years ago, based on your move from Los Angeles to the Netherlands. You pretty much just started drawing and never stopped, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yeah, I started drawing one page every single day, and I did that for 2.5 years straight. And then I tuned it back a little bit, so I wasn't doing every single day anymore, but still I made roughly 1700 pages of comics in those years.
Oh, and this is only 250. Like, wow. Yeah.
So this is the very best.
So, I mean, a page a day. And you did that with your hand in a cast through the pandemic. I mean, through homeschooling. How did you find the time and the energy? This is seems like one just huge, like, task to do for so long. It's remarkable.
Thank you. Yeah, I think it has everything to do with mindset, because I have been wanting to do it before I actually got started for a long time. And eventually I had a conversation with someone who teaches at CalArts in Los Angeles. And I said, I really want to do a page every day. I want to tell the full story, not just the funny things that happen. I want to record everything. But I don't know how to do it. I was in my mind thinking mm-hmm. about how I could do it in such a way that I would be happy with my work. And he laughed and he said, dude, if you want to draw every single day, you have to come to terms with the fact that they're not going to be great drawings. How much time do you have with your free kids and your, you know, commissioned work? I also just make my money drawing. And then in between, he said, you know, you can maybe scrape off 20 minutes, 30 minutes each day. So that is going to be your goal. Draw for 20 to 30 minutes every day and accept that it's not going to be great. But imagine doing that for a whole year. You'll have 365 pages. And there's one thing is for sure, they will get better. And that was the moment that it all clicked. And I thought, he is right. And I'm so curious what those 365 pages will look like. And I started the same day. And that's how I kept going, with that curiosity mindset and not focusing on that one page I was doing that day. If I did my 20 to 30 minutes, I succeeded regardless of what it looked like. And that mm-hmm. I think is the only way you can start and keep going and have fun. Because once it becomes a chore, you're going to fail, at least in my experience.
So even like the days you didn't want to do it, or the days you were sick, I mean, you even had a nice little page where you're like laying in bed, there's a big germ like just chilling on your chest. Like, did that serve as your motivation to kind of push through that? Or what got you through those days?
I've never been so sick that I couldn't draw for 30 minutes.
I love it.
I just did it. Yeah.
I love it.
And it's also the magic of the streak is also pretty amazing. I mean, you see all games do it. I'm having a little Sudoku obsession right now. And even that game is prompting me to do a daily thing. Once I had that streak, I wanted to keep it going. So then everything is going to, you know, give. Mm-hmm. It was a priority. Yeah.
So, in the beginning, you were doing this every day. How were you able to kind of take your everyday life and make a page from it? Like, I'm sure there were some days where something crazy didn't happen. So, I mean, mm-hmm. on those days, like, how did you work with that and turn it into a page?
Well, your question makes me think of a comic where you see me just moving like a slug towards a cup of coffee.
That's right on the screen right now, where you're just like slugging your way towards the coffee cup.
Yeah, well, that can be, I mean, at first I started by doing, like, you know, I got up and then I did this and then I did that. And I got bored with that really quickly. It's not how you would talk to a friend either. If I say, hey, how's your day? You won't say, oh, well, I had breakfast at that time and this is what I ate. You will think of something of interest. And there's always something, I'd say. Even if it's a boring day, well, then you draw about boring. And also, at some point, I started doing recipes. I would just draw what I cooked. So you find these go-tos, like when I don't know, and I started to dig into my memory as well sometimes. Mm-hmm. Just stuff that was on my mind, or you find things, especially if you don't allow yourself to think about it too hard. If you want to come up with a good idea before you sit down and draw, that's when you're in trouble. My method is sit down, move that pen until something happens.
I love it. And you drew every day until you didn't. And then you also drew about that as well. I mean, can you tell us, like, what did you just take the break because you needed to? Or, I mean, and if it's too personal, we don't have to talk about it. But, how was that break for you?
I think what happened is that curiosity was gone. I had done it for more than 5 years. And I could see, when you look at the first year, my drawings were improving so fast. I was started off in these sketchbooks. Now I've drawn an iPad, but we can hardly see that it's the same.
Hold on one second. You're freezing a little bit.
Amen.
Hold on one second. We might be having internet difficulties. If you can hear me, do you want to try to reset your end real quick?
Can you still hear me, by the way?
Yep.
Okay, it's just the image that's
okay. I think what happens sometimes, and you know, we are across sea, so maybe a little bit of internet connection there. I think your end just froze up a little bit, but you are good. Your picture's moving, so we're all good. And then post production, okay. I can cut that out. They'll never know.
Okay, good.
All right, so where were we? We froze up. I was like so enthralled in your conversation that I forgot.
Yeah, I think my progress plateaued, and I tell, because when I put the book together, I actually put one comic in the wrong year. So it showed that in that last year, I wasn't making as much progress. And so that curiosity about where it was going was gone, and then it becomes a chore, and my expectations of my own work were much higher than at first. So a comic is not made in 20 to 30 minutes anymore. It takes more time, and it took away so much time from other projects I wanted to do that I had to accept that it was over, at least for now.
So, shoo, and I mean, were you experiencing like any sort of burnout? I mean, 5 years straight, like that's even 20, 30 minutes a day. That's a considerable amount.
No, not really. No, I like to keep myself busy. I don't really ever do nothing.
So how was that climb back into it, though? I mean, you eventually picked up the pencil and started drawing again afterwards, if I'm not mistaken.
No, when I say in my what I write about my book, then all this drawing ended. That's when it was done. After 2.5 years, I took small breaks, and then I came back and did 3 or 4 pages a week. But I also noticed that that is much more difficult than keeping that streak.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't do it every single day, you can always say, oh, you know what, I'll do it tomorrow, and then it's tomorrow.
I'll do double the work 3 days from now, and then it never... Yeah, then. Yep. So how does it feel to finally kind of be at the end of it then, to be on the top of it, kind of you're coming out with a 250 plus page book at the end of this journey? I mean, is it bittersweet for you? Are you happy to kind of be done with this chapter and moving on to the next?
Oh, it's definitely bittersweet. I miss it a lot. And actually, I went on a trip last month, and I made a travelogue, and I drew every single day on that trip.
Cool.
It's my vacation, but... I just love to record all those days and to be able to look back and say, oh yeah, my kids said this or that happened, and that's when I did something really stupid, but now I can laugh about it, you know.
Well, that's awesome. Let's go ahead, and I think right now would be the perfect segue. Let's pull up the campaign over on Zoop and check out what all the hype is about. We are looking at 5,500 miles of comic, currently at $4,678 of an $8,000 goal, 71 supporters, and 25 days left to go. Awesome. Like right now, it's looking like an awesome campaign. I know you said earlier you were feeling a little stressed out, but I mean, for your first campaign, it looks like you are just killing it right now. Do you see yourself doing any more campaigns after this one?
You know, that's almost like asking a woman who's in labor if she would recommend motherhood. It's
like, give me a couple years.
I'm not so sure. It hurts. I mean, every time I see a pledge coming, I'm thinking it could be the last, you know, we could get stuck here. I don't know. You just, maybe I'm weird, but I can't relax until I have that 100%, I'm afraid.
I do not think that's weird at all. Like I said, we were talking backstage, is this interview 381 and 380 other interviews. They were always clicking on the other screen, looking at their campaign like every 5 seconds. So I definitely get that.
Okay, good.
So right here are some of the rewards. You can get a PDF of this book, 254 pages for $25, a soft cover for $40, and then the soft cover signed for $55. We have a soft cover remarked at $70. The super fan bundle at $95. So what's this bundle going to include?
Well, I did, as I was doing all these comic journals, I also did a few conferences. And so I made booklets then with these comic journals. So there is some overlap between the booklets that I made back then and the big 5,500 miles of comics. Then there's a bunch of postcards with comics, mostly parenting comics and greeting cards, as I've also designed a lot of greeting cards, so I decided to add those too. The PDF, of course. Yeah.
And then we also have the retail bundle at $60. You get 3 copies at a wholesale pricing, all signed as well. Awesome pricing on this. The tip jar at $1, and then some really cool add-ons. You can get drawn as a Veche character for $100. So a portrait, you know, what's kind of the requirements for this? Do you want this their picture in color or black and white? I guess
I just need a good picture.
Good picture?
and a good thing is to send a picture that represents the way you want me to draw. I've done this before, and then people send me a picture with glasses and I draw them and say, well, I don't really wear my glasses anymore. So that is a requirement. Just send me a picture that's helpful. But that's it. Yeah.
The Substack annual subscription half price at $25. We'll dive into that Substack in just a little bit. Let's be honest, at $8 of the first booklet of Betjay's comic journals, 32 pages, and it has some overlap with the 5,500 miles of comic. Happy tier at $10. 5 comic postcards at $15. Some awesome add-ons here. We have the 6 illustrator postcards at $15, and then some other PDFs at $5. Awesome campaign right here. And then, of course, let's take a look at some of these interiors for everyone who is not looking at the animated side of this interview. And this gives you a little bit of a taste in the day of Betjay. I love these interiors. So you said this started out as traditional and then you moved to your iPad?
Yes. So yeah, these ones that you're looking at now, they're traditionally drawn.
And then I love this one too. This is... I feel this almost every time I wake up and I hear the Lego box get dumped out.
Yes. Yeah, these I drew on my iPad.
So what do you prefer? Do you prefer the traditional medium over the digital, or do you like the digital the more that you try it?
I like iPad. From the moment I switched, I knew that was my thing, and I don't really like drawing on paper, honestly.
And then right here we have that scene I was talking about earlier with the little germ chilling on the chest.
Yeah.
And I love this all the time. For me, it's like, I'll be like, all right, guys, we're getting ready to go. Make sure you pee. And then they, you know, it's like 5 minutes into the drive. Well, I need to use the bathroom. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And then right here, I want to talk about this too. So did you ever have like moments in your family where like something happened? They're like, don't put this in the comic.
I've asked my kids sometimes, and especially now they're getting older. The oldest is 16 now. Mm-hmm. And if I'm not sure, then I'll ask. And sometimes she said, well, I don't really feel comfortable with that. And then I don't.
I love this. I think we've all been there waiting on the phone with a telemarketer or a prompt, and then you accidentally hang up, and it's like, yeah, is this too early to make a comic about?
Well, that's what I mean, right? It's the drama that's actually often so funny. So, yeah, if you want to find humor in your life, I would recommend drawing comics about it.
So for everyone watching, right here is a link to back that campaign that we just went through. And once again, if you can't back it, we understand. Put this wherever you can. Word of mouth is 100% free. So after going through that Kickstarter in its entire, or excuse me, that Zoop campaign in its entirety, what would you like to say to anyone who might be on the fence about backing? If you just had a few moments to kind of, you know, maybe push them over that fence.
Well, I would say with autobiographical comics, you almost can't go wrong. Because you will either relate to what I'm drawing about, or it will be an experience that you don't know, and then you'll learn something. That's what I always love autobiographical comics. And then, if you want to know for who I had in mind as an audience for this book, it would be parents and people who have lived abroad or maybe want to, because there's quite a few of cultural see, now I'm stumbling on my English.
Everyone drives on the left side of the road over there, right?
Cultural confusion, and also if you're an artist and you're considering starting daily comics, I think this is a good one to have without it feeling intimidating. I just recently read Greg Thompson's, I can't think of the travelogue that he made. And it's, of course, it's awesome because it's Greg Thompson, but I also felt like, okay, now I don't really want to draw anymore because he's so good, you know? And with this book, I purposefully let in all those early pages because I want to show that evolution in my work. I think it's very interesting, and it's the reason I started out. So I thought, I'm not even if I look at them and I'm thinking, I would draw that differently now, I thought, no, I'm going to leave them in and show what I learned.
I love it. I love it. And outside of comics, you also, outside of creating comics, you also have a Substack talking about them as well. And you have like one of the biggest Substack accounts that I know of within comic writers. So we have that link in the description. You know, give us a little bit about that. What can readers or listeners expect to find on that Substack?
Yeah, so it's Substack, it's my way of sending a newsletter to my free subscribers. And then there's a paid option, which looks a lot like Patreon. So it's more behind the scenes. And I think of it as my kitchen table. So whenever I have something to show that I'm not sure about, or anything I want to not share with a bigger audience, I'll put there a little bit of explanation about how I work. And then once a month, we get together online and we have a sketch and chat session. So
that's just so cool.
I have to admit that I never get around to sketching because I'm just, chatting with those people, which is really cool.
I'm sure they love it, though. I'm sure they would rather you be chatting, you know?
It's fun. You know, it's very laid back and fun, and a really nice way to connect with these people who are my fans, because they're paid subscribers, so... and then for the free subscribers, I try to share at least one email once per week about the things I've been working on. And so that sometimes it's comic journals, like now that I went on that trip and got back to making that travelogue, I shared them there. But I've also started to make comics about climate change and awesome people who are doing things about that. I'm interviewing them and sharing these comics on my Substack.
That's so cool. Oh, that is so awesome. Like that. I mean, I wish I was an artist, because that'd be so cool to be able to do something with interviews like this, like draw something from that. That is such a cool experience. That is awesome. Yeah. And that's all found on your Substack?
Yes.
Perfect. So that link is in the description, guys. Be sure to check it out. You can sub for free on that as well, but there is also a paid subscription, which you can get a discounted rate on the Zoop campaign. Awesome. I love how it ties in like that. So with that being said, what's next for you in 2023? Do you have any other projects coming out, or are you kind of just taking a breather from projects and campaigns?
Well, I mean, the interviews with that I was talking about, they're a little bit on hold, so I like to catch up. I have interviewed two people who are still waiting for their comic, so that is the first thing I'm going to be doing. I've also been working on a memoir that's on the shelf right now, because I wanted to focus on this campaign. So I'm going to pick that up and after, you know, letting it sit for a while, see how I feel about that now and how I want to continue. And then I also make comics for a magazine in the Netherlands called Tina. So I've been doing that in between.
That's so cool.
I hope to do that more. Yeah.
That is so cool. So we've come to my favorite part of the show, is, you know, where I get to ask you for a little bit of advice, and then we finish off, you know, talking about what you're consuming outside of creating. So with you being an illustrator and a cartoonist for the last 20 years, and, you know, we touched upon it a little bit, you know, how you kind of just have to, like, disregard what you feel about your art and just do it. You know, for anyone who's kind of looking to step into being an artist and they're struggling with that, they just everything they put on paper, they just hate. What would be your biggest piece of advice to kind of help them push through that and just do it?
Yeah, I think if you tell yourself to not have expectations or to not compare yourself to others, it's the same thing as saying don't think of a pink elephant. You know, you will have these expectations. So I think the best way to look at it is really to go in with a sense of curiosity and looking at your work longer term than just that page that you have in front of you, because that's just a tiny bit of the body of work that you want to create, right?
That's awesome. That is awesome. So outside of creating this comic, what are you consuming? TV shows, books, magazines, comics, graphic novels? What are you consuming?
I don't have much time left.
Bluey, maybe?
I'm actually watching Gilmore Girls with my daughter right now.
Oh, that's cool, though.
It's the perfect way to unwind, because you don't have to think, and that's great. And for the rest, any autobiographical comic that I can get my hands on, I will read.
All right. Well, this has been one awesome conversation. Thank you so much for swinging by, breaking down this book and your history as a creator as well. This, I loved it. I cannot wait to see this book get funded and get this in my hands as well. So thank you for swinging by and hanging out with us. Thank you. Watching, right here is the link. Like I said, if you can back, we would love to see it, but simply putting this wherever you can is just as awesome. We love seeing, you know, support. Word of mouth is 100% free. I hope you all have a fantastic day, but most importantly, guys, keep it geekly.